Sochem Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Sochoy B'Shem and Truma. We're talking over here about the process of Tzli, where the Korban Pesach has to be Tzli Eish. So if you smear it on Shem and Truma, it's mavur that you're allowed to. It's not a stira to the Tzli, the fact that there's something that's liquid smeared on. It's not mamish liquid. The Shemen is thicker. Is he smeared on to give it a little more of a taste? Shemen of Truma, but obviously if it's Truma, the Bosser is Balea the Truma, and it can only be eaten by a Kohen. So, Im Chaburas Kohenim, Yechelu, what's the problem? Let them eat it. Im Yisrael, if it's a Chabur of Yisraelim, so you made a mistake by smearing on Shemen Shel Truma. The halacha that he's going to say over here is not a Korban Pesach Dika halacha, it's not a din in the Tzli of Korban Pesach, it's a din in all Blias of Isser. In this case, it's not Blias of Isser. It's an Isser of a Dzor eating Truma, but it's not a Michael, which is also, if a Kanim would be fine. If it's a Chabur of Yisraelim, Im Chayhu, if the Bosor is still Chay, is still raw, so none of the Bosor doesn't absorb the Shemen that was smeared on, Yadichen, you can rinse it off. Over here's a Chiddush, even though we know that normally Bliois, absorption of taste, is only when something is hot. If you put a raw piece of meat and it touches milk, the milk is not absorbed. It doesn't become bas mechal. You can wash it off. But im tzlihu, if the piece of meat is a cooked piece of meat, even though there's no absorption on day to heat, yiklav is achitzan. The fact that the meat, even if it's not hot, the fact that it was already nitzla, the meat becomes more absorbable. And then it absorbs taste of whatever liquid it's in, even though it's not heated up. So this is a halacha that every cooked meat is negated to basa b'cholav. By us, it's not negated to Korban Pesach, obviously, but by basa b'cholav. If you have a fried piece of schnitzel and it fell in, it's not a raw piece of meat that fell into milk. So a certain amount gets absorbed. Why over here it's only yikloif and not neutalis mekoyme, like we had before with blias that absorbed more? The answer is because it's not liquid over here, it's only sicha. He was sochshem, so that is minimal absorption, but there is some absorption. Look at Reb Kiva Eger over here, it makes reference to a famous sugya that's over here in these in Yonim, when something falls, let's say a piece of meat falls into, a piece of chicken falls into, not chicken, meat falls into milk. Does the milk go more into the, and one is hot, one is cold? Do we look at the heat absorption in terms of the top one? Which one is hot, which one is cold? Do we look at the top, do we look at the bottom? There's a famous machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it's called the Lo Gover and Tator Gover, with many ramifications in Hilchos Issa V'Hetter. We're not going to go into it now. But look at Reb Kiva Eger, has an arichus over here, biyachas to a case that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, of something that fell in, and there's a whole asik of ilo gover tato gover, and the shaila is, what about the fact that the meat was tzli already, and because of that there's absorption even without the medium of heat? And Kivega blives a tzorchin on what the Rashba says over there in the context of cheshmining out the sugis. Sochoy b'shemen shal maise sheni. He shmir on not truma, maise sheni. Maise sheni could be eaten by anybody. Remember, we're Korban Pesach, we're in Yerushalayim. Anybody could eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So it's not a problem of who's allowed to eat it. The problem is something else. The problem is a dollar and cents problem. Lo ya'asenu domim al b'nei chabura. Ma'aseh Sheni could be eaten by anybody but Tahara. No different than Korban Pesach. The problem is that the owner of the Shemen wanted the others to pay for their chelik of the Shemen that was smeared onto the Korban Pesach to give it a taste. And the problem is that Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, even though we know that if a person has a farm and he harvests and he's Mafish Ma'aseh Sheni, he can take those pears Ma'aseh Sheni, he can be paid the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni onto coins, he brings the coins to Yerushalayim and he eats the money, that amount, he uses that to buy produce and he eats it with Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. But in Yerushalayim itself, he can't redeem Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni onto coins. And that's good for what he wants to do over here. What he wants to do is he wants to be paid for the Ma'aseh Sheni Shemen that he was socked. The way to do that would have somebody pay him for that to to make it Ois Ma'aseh Sheni and to transfer the Kedusha onto the coins, and at least he has money now. Problem is, you can't do that. Why? Because in Yerushalayim itself, there's a Gzerim in the Rabbanon, it's brought many places, in the Mishnayos and Bava Metzia, and of course, primarily in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, that you're not allowed to transfer Kedushas Peri Shvi'as onto money, onto Matbeos, in Yerushalayim. So in the Rabbanon. So Memelu lo ya'asenu domim abnei chaburi. You can't transfer the shemen into domim, into a dollar and cents amount, and give the kedusha onto the matbeis. You can't do that. She'en poidim ma'aseh sheni Yerushalayim. Mishneh Dalet. Here we have a new halacha. The halacha is based on the concepts that we had, that Korban Pesach has a koyach to be doiche Shabbos. There's another tchiyah that takes place that's going to figure very prominently in the next few prokim, especially in the Yonim of Pesach Sheni that we're going to discuss in the next few prokim. And that is the pasuk by Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? It talks about a Yid who was Ish Asher Tomei. He became Tomei, and he wasn't fit for the Korban Pesach, so he brings the Korban Pesach a month later. The Loshen of the pasuk over there is, Ish ki yeh tomei lo nefesh v'osah Pesach Hashem v'chodesh ha'sheni in Iyor v'avosah Iyor. He brings Pesach Sheni. The dogish in the pasuk, Ish ki yeh tomei lo nefesh, is mashma only an individual. The Gemara says it like this, Ish nidche lo Pesach Sheni v'ein tzibur nidochem lo Pesach Sheni. There's no din that the tzibur who's tomei is nidche the Pesach Sheni. Now what does it mean the tzibur? 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, is a minion, they can't, no, they're individuals. Of course they can bring Pesach Sheni. We're talking over here, if Roiv of the Tzibur, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, of the Mevi'im, Korban Pesach, are Tomei, we're not Deichel in Pesach Sheni, Tumu Hutru B'Tzibur. I say the word Hutru, but really it's a whole discussion back and forth in the Gemara, Tumu Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumu Hutru B'Tzibur. V'Nishvi, what exactly the parameter of that is, maybe we'll discuss a little bit more behemshich. But the Korban Pesach has certainly brought Betumah. This is not only a halacha in Korban Pesach, even though the pasuk we just quoted is in Pesach. This is a halacha by every Korban Shezmane Kavua, and that's why we preceded this halacha with the discussion of Shabbos, because by Shabbos you have the same thing. Which Korbanus is Nidcha, is Doicha Shabbos? A Korban Sibur Shezmane Kavua. Now, you might ask, a Korban Pesach is not a Korban Tzibur. It's a Korban brought by individuals. The Gemara says, since all of Klal Yisrael brings it together, it has a shame of a Korban Tzibur, the Gabi this halacha. So we have to now define and name the Korbanos HaTzibur that we know will also be brought on Shabbos, but in the context of this Mishnah, they'll be brought Bitumah, even if the Kehanim are Tomei. If there's a state of Tumah, and it's not just individuals that are Tumah, the Korban can be brought B'Tumah. That being said, the Mishnah also has another halacha. They can only be Hukrav, because that's the part of the Korban which is Ma'akiv. The Achilas HaKorban, which is not necessary for being Yotzi Yedei Choyvas HaKorban, that doesn't have a heter in Tumah. However, being that we learned already in the fifth parak that the ikr of the Korban Pesach is avegeshtot, the ikr mitzvah is bechdei achilo, there are separate kavonos in the oichlim. There are separate kavonos that passel only legabi the achilo. The ikr yotzi de chevoson in the Korban Pesach is the shchita, and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the achilas Korban Pesach, is a mitzvah unto itself. But that's the ikr of that krova. So over there, by definition, if the Korban is doiche tumah, and it can be brought bitumah, then it has to be eaten bitumah, because that's the ikar of the carbon. Now let's see the mission inside. Chamisha dvarim boin bitumah ve'ena necholim bitumah. There are 5 carbonas that are brought bitumah, like we explained. However, the ikar of the carbon is not achila, therefore enon necholim bitumah. They can't be eaten bitumah. What's that? Ho'imer, the carbon oimer on the 16th day of Nisan, first day cholamoid, is a carbon sibur. Shtei halechem, 49 days later, the Shtei Alechem were brought on Shavuos. The Lechem HaPorim eat Shabbos, which is also clearly a Korban Tzibur. Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, there's only one Shlomim, which is Tzibur. It's called in the Mishnah in Ezim HaKorim, Zivche Shalmei Tzibur. This refers to the Shlomim that were brought together with the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. They have different dinim than any other Shlomim. to a certain extent, they are kavan shlam, but they're only eating liyam v'layla. U'si'irei rashi chadashim, these are karbonis which were brought every month. They're clearly karbon chatos, but they're clearly a karbon tzibur. And they all have an achila, but the achila is not the ikar of the karbon, therefore it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv, and it's also not eatable. The achila is not doichet tumah. HaPesach shebo b'tumah nechal b'tumah. However, the Korban Pesach, which is brought b'tumah, by definition has to be nechal b'tumah. Shelo b'mitchilo se'al l'achila. The whole Korban Pesach is only a function of achila.